Hello everyone, this is Ernie with a Spark of Hope Daily Devotionals. Today I want to talk with you about one body with many parts. And when I say one body with many parts, of course I'm referring to our body. We have one body with many parts, but it also is the same with the body of Christ. The body of Christ is one body, but we all are different parts. We all have different parts in the body of Christ, but we are all one body in Christ Jesus. So I want to read with you from 1 Corinthians 12, starting with verse 14. It says, "Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, 'I am not part of the body because I am not a hand,' that does not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, 'I am not part of the body because I am not an eye,' would that make it any less part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where He wants it. How strange a body would be if it had only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, 'I don't need you.' The head can't say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary." Wow. So we see that there's many parts of the body, just as our body. We have a hand, we have a foot, we have a nose, we have ears, we have eyes. All different parts of the body, and they all have different roles in our body. As they're saying, the foot can't do what the hand does, the hand can't do what the foot, our nose can't do what our ears can't do what our eyes do. But it's the same way in the body of Christ. We all have different gifts. We all play different parts. We're all talented and good at different things. But just because one person may be good at preaching and the next person may be good at teaching, or the next person may be have the gift of prophecy, we all have different gifts in the body. And there's so many other gifts, but just because one has one gift and the other has the other does not make neither one of less value. Your gift is just as important as the next person's gift. Your gift is unique. Your gift may be different from that person's gift, and that person's gift is different from yours. But your gift plays a role that that one can't play, and their gift may be playing a different role that yours doesn't play. But even though y'all have differences in gifts and differences in talents, all of our gifts are working together as one in the body. Just as our body works as one, we need our feet to walk, but we also need our hands to pick things up. We need our eyes to see, but we also need our ears to hear. And that doesn't make our eyes of less value than our ears, or the ears as less value than our eyes. And so remember, that's what I want to encourage you with today. Whatever your gift is, or maybe you haven't found your gift, so maybe you're asking God, "What is my gift?" Well, the Bible tells you to ask and you shall receive. If you're searching for that gift, ask God and He will answer. He will give you what you're asking for if it aligns with His will. He has a gift for you. Each and every one of us have a gift. So don't let your gift seem like it's not important. Because as it says, in fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. It's the same way. You may look at someone else's gift and you say, "Man, they preach and they can speak so well, and I don't speak as well." But maybe that's just not your gift, and that's okay. Maybe your gift is something else. Maybe you're just real good with administrations, because that's a gift as well, and organizing things for the church, or organizing things in people's lives. Well, that's a gift that's beneficial to the body of Christ. And even though your gift may seem so small to you, yet in Jesus, in the church, in God's eyes, that gift is much bigger and much greater than you think it could be. So don't let your gift feel like it's less than another person's gift. Your gift is playing a big part, just as much as the next person's gift is playing. So I pray, tap into your gift. All of us have unique gifts and unique talents that God has given us. So use those gifts today to further benefit the kingdom of God. And I pray that you be blessed today in Jesus' name.